Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Just 10 candidates will face off tonight in the Democratic presidential debate in Houston, half the number who qualified for the last round of debates in late July. And tonight, for the first time, the frontrunners, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, will all share the stage together. With us this morning to discuss Warren's strategy and what she might face tonight, now that she's a serious contender for the Democratic nomination, is Tufts University political science professor, political analyst Jeff Perry. Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's talk about Warren's strategy up front. What's she been doing right, and what's at stake for her tonight in the big picture?
She decided some months ago, when her campaign was floundering a bit, that she would be the ideas candidate, playing off her strength as a nerdy college professor, but somebody as thoughtful, as somebody as deliberative. She has released a series of white papers, and she's talked about policy, and she's pulled it off. It seems like a very conservative, even boring strategy, but Democrats have appreciated the fact that she's talking about concrete policy proposals and is very passionate about them.
All right. What might Warren's tack be tonight? Up to this point, she's largely avoided being critical of Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. That changed tonight, do you think?
Absolutely not. She has two obstacles. One is Bernie Sanders, and the other is the knock that she is unelectable. The way she addresses that tonight is to start talking about her policy proposals and using words like doable, pragmatic, we can get this done in a bipartisan manner. She wants to convey to people out there watching her that she's going to be a dynamic legislative leader, and she's really focused on not on campaign slogans, but on concrete results.
But if you're in Warren's camp, Jeff, what do you do to start differentiating yourself from your fellow progressive Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders is has flatlined. He's not doing nearly as well as she is. So she can't really afford to offend his supporters, because she wants them to come over to her side, particularly if they begin to lose some confidence in Bernie Sanders. So she wants to actually continue to embrace him, to show that she's sympathetic to his goals, at the same time act like a more dynamic candidate and move maybe just a tiny bit more toward Biden, not toward Bernie, but to show that the Democratic Party, that she can be a little bit on the more moderate side and be more electable in 2020.
All right, but what about incoming fire she might face tonight? Writing in today's Washington Post, Biden ally, former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell calls Warren a hypocrite for saying she won't court rich donors in the presidential campaign, even though she transferred $10 million into her campaign from her old U.S. Senate campaign account, which was funded in part by big donors. Is that a sign to come that Biden will take off the gloves against Warren tonight, do you think?
It doesn't seem to be Biden's style. There's a risk in going negative. Think about Marco Rubio in the 2016 debates against Donald Trump. He went negative against Trump and he made a fool out of himself. Then Chris Christie went negative about Rubio and it hurt Rubio, but it didn't do anything for Christie. In this Democratic scrum, Kamala Harris went negative against Joe Biden in the first debate, and it seemed to work. It lifted her campaign. So she thought, well, this is a good idea, and did it in the second debate, and it failed. It really hurt her. So going negative is very risky. There's more downside than there's upside, and it doesn't seem to be Biden's style. He may needle her some, but in response, you know, she can return fire. She did it to John Delaney in the last debate, and he made him look foolish. So if I was Biden, I'd stay positive.
One last question, Jeff. If you're not Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, or Elizabeth Warren, and you're one of the seven other Democrats on stage tonight, are you desperate tonight?
Yes. You're going to try and make a splash, and you may go negative against one of the top three to attract attention. You have to do something to rejuvenate your candidacy. Otherwise, you're going to be lost in the scrum among 10 candidates. And if you're in the other seven, you're not going to get as much speaking time. So you really have to make those minutes count. So I would expect at least one of them to do something that stands out.
All right. WBUR political analyst, Tufts University political scientist, Jeff Perry. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.